So,
are we recording?
We are indeed. As the that shout of jubilation would indicate, yeah, we have moved in. We have moved into the next stage. Oh, by the way,
what?
Okay, by the way, this program, which is being freshly recorded right now, and
this isn't just the tail end of the other program we recorded.
No, absolutely not. It's fresh. It's a fresh take. It's a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
And the program is called Penny for Your Thoughts. It is an ongoing ritual whereby Mike Krahulik and myself investigate those tender niblins that are distributed throughout the archive at your explicit direction. But yes, if you have one to click on, I will gladly join you in that.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Please.
Okay. Let's do, there's two that, a couple here that I really like. I'm going to go with this one, Babicide.
Babicide.
I'll play the part of Gabriel if you would be willing to take on the role of Tycho.
I mean, it's never happened before. I feel like you're kind of pushing it. Like you're kind of like, you're kind of
I
like.
I would not push it if I did not think you were ready.
All right. Bibbidi bobbidi. Okay, I got it. Dante's Inferno is taking some heat for this baby killing achievement they've got.
Can't imagine why.
Hold on. I just want to make sure. Are you defending baby killing or are you just being Gabriel?
Look, it's not like he walked into some daycare and started flipping out with his cursed scythe. They're in hell. These are bad babies. These are babies that lie, babies that cheat, and yeah, babies that kill.
How can a baby do those things?
Man, you're asking me to get inside the head of some crazy ass fucked up baby. I don't want to go there. I had no memory of this trip until looking at it like the second before we started.
I love it.
It's really funny.
Man, but see, and this is the thing. It's like when it is, you know, what is this from here? You know, more than 12 years ago. Yeah, 2009. So, you know, when there is something like that, I can actually like read it and enjoy it. And it's like, because none of the personal parts of it get in the way. Like, it doesn't even seem like something we made.
No, I had zero. Even now, like, I can't picture where I was when I drew it. I can't picture the two of us writing it. This one is in like some kind of black hole. And I legitimately read it fresh and chuckled.
I love it. But it's like, but it has a couple of things in here that I think are just for us. First of all, I love in the last panel that Gabe is like counting out all the bad things, like on his hand, counting out all the bad things these fucking babies are getting up to.
Babies that lie, babies that cheat.
Yeah. Babies that kill.
I don't remember this game.
Oh man, it's a real game.
And they were killing babies in it?
Well, it's based on Dante's Inferno. And sure. So it's all the crazy, basically it's got all the weird shit, you know, like Dante's Inferno's got some weird imagery.
It does. Yeah.
Right. And so my guess, I'm not necessarily of that, you know, persuasion. I didn't grow up in that particular way. It's like the church that I went to, it's like we didn't have Catholicism compared to, it's like the Dungeon Master's Guide compared to like the Player's Handbook that was my religion, right?
I mean, what?
Well, no, because there's a lot more like specific rules and a lot more like lore, right? It's like the church that I was at, it's like, hey, sort of this is what you should do. But like Catholicism is like, hey, yeah, there's like limbo and you gotta rub on these beads and you know what I mean? And you gotta drink this thing and it's like all the rules.
You don't use rub on beads. I mean, that's.
Well, I don't. I mean.
That's a rosary.
Okay.
And you know, so you're saying prayers.
So what do you do with it?
You hold the beads.
Do you ever interact with them in any way?
It's not unheard of that a person might, to comport themselves, slightly,
you know, agitate. They might agitate an individual bead. I am not saying that it's bad. I am saying that it is a much more sophisticated version than the fucking like
Wild West.
Well, Granny's buffet. Everybody pile in here. God wants you to be rich. Horseshit religion that I grew up with. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that it's like better or worse. I'm just saying that like it's a lot more specific than the religion that I grew up is, even though ostensibly these are based on the same book.
Same dude. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's supposedly the same Jesus, but it's like there's a lot more equipment. They got the raiment, obviously. There's a beverage. And then hell is divided into districts. And then so limbo is real, right? Or it's Catholic anyway.
And so limbo, I was taught that limbo is a place where you go if you're not good enough for heaven and you're not bad enough for hell. And ooh. If is that a song?
Yeah. Ooh, limbo. Sorry.
And that's if people pray for you, for your soul, if enough people, I don't know if there's a meter, how that works, but if enough people do, then
God can use his ult. And then
he slams and everybody in limbo goes up.
Well, everybody, they're basically, they're lifted for 1 second,
right?
During which they're unable to use their abilities. No. I mean, obviously I'm not saying like, I don't have any idea about this cosmologically. If this is like super important to you, I apologize ahead of time. I don't mean specifically.
None of it is anymore, no.
I'm talking about the other people who are listening to the thing.
Oh yeah, I'm just
saying,
about that.
I'm just saying like, I didn't grow up with it. And it's always just struck me as so wild that these are considered in any continuum with each other at all. But my suspicion is that babies must end up in hell as a result of like, I'm saying like my religion didn't cover that, edge case. And so I think that, you know, they must've gotten super spooky and they're like, oh, we're gonna have some fucked up babies.
It could also be demons that look like babies. I mean, it's not a demon. It would not surprise me if a demon made itself look like a baby to fuck with somebody. Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, let's think about this, right? So the demons are fallen angels, right?
Yeah.
And we have a cherubic sort of concept for a type of angel in heaven, right?
Why would there not be an impish?
Yeah, exactly. So what if that cherub is like, you know what? Maybe Lucifer is it.
He's the guy.
And then they go down, they're like, oh, and they get, you know, they get the DLC outfit for the baby and they look all, you know, they got fucked up.
Man, I honestly found a lot of enjoyment in, not in necessarily in the stories that I was given, but in the stories I made up based on that stuff.
I mean, do you mean the IP?
Yeah, like I made up some really cool comics about angels and demons. Like I was kind of where I like played my, a lot of my fantasy space was in that zone. I don't know. I enjoy a lot of those themes to this day.
Well, no, the fact is,
can you remember the same way I would think of like Lord of the Rings.
Wasn't it the prophecy movies?
Prophecy movies kick ass.
Yeah, there's hot shit there. Even like the direct-to-video stuff is not without its virtues.
Well, it's Christopher Walken.
Yes, it is.
Come on.
Yes, it is. It works. And then it's like you have a tattoo from like the first. We were trying to get into this role-playing game about angels and demons. I'm not sure that we ever actually played it, but I think that it was very well tuned to your sensibilities.
Had good art.
Yes.
Had good art.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, the fact of the matter is that those themes, they've been inspiring people for a long time.
It's true. Yeah. Every once in a while, I like to spend some time thinking about how I would revisit some of those old ideas that I had about that Angel Sam, that character I'd made.
Yeah, for sure. Have you, because sometimes you have gone back and redone art.
I haven't gone back and done anything full, no, but I've sketched a couple times and just been like, what do you look like if I drew him now?
Yeah, I mean, this is what I want to see. So Dante's Inferno, that game was from Visceral. So they made Dead Space, right?
Yeah.
And then they made Dante's Inferno. Like that was that team over at EA who was tasked with sort of like cooking up new IP.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so, I mean, I thought Dead Space was pretty cool. I actually enjoyed those games a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And Dante's Inferno. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Chu. Well, here, no, Chu, do you want to, this is a podcast. Do you want to do a cameo very quickly on the podcast?
Podcast?
Yeah, podcast. Have you ever heard about those? They're all the rage.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
When?
They're very hot right now. My understanding is that the youth are constantly creating and enjoying podcasts. Does that sound accurate?
Well, I don't know. I don't listen to podcasts.
Oh, yeah?
No.
You're more of a, you enjoy the TikTok?
I enjoy the TikTok. I enjoy the Olivia Rodrigo. I enjoy
Oh, okay. Well, that's what you get. That's what you get for trusting the youth.
Wow.
They get in real close to the mic and they make some weird sounds. Now, I just thought it was such a twist to basically, like, Dante's Inferno was sort of like a
fan fiction.
Yeah, it was a fan fiction for Dante's Inferno, but it was also like fan fiction for God of War.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like God of War, that changed action games in a big way. You're doing a lot of QTEs.
The original Dante's Inferno was fan fiction.
Oh, well, I think that's a fucking cool way to think about it. It's like fan fiction for the Bible.
I think it was, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? The best thing, it has like all the regular stuff. It has like the self-insert characters.
Holy shit. It completely tracks.
It's got like vile aspersions about their temporary enemies and their own. And they're bringing like modern events into it.
What we really need is a lot more specific details. I want to know who's on which level for how long.
Yeah, exactly. I understand a bee is involved.
Exactly. How long is the Superstar Destroyer?
Yeah, it is this many. Yes. So that was Babicide.
That was Babicide. Check it off the list.
That turned out good. Now, let's see. Perhaps Too Real? Oh, Perhaps Too Real. We can do that.
Oh, Perhaps Too Real. Yeah.
Yes. Gabriel. Oh, God, I remember this. Just in real life. Because, Gabriel, I am looking at your art on my new iPad, and I am disgusted. As internet demagogues, we must be seen to leverage the highest resolutions.
But I don't think...
Fix it! And then the picture afterward, we have gotten a lot of utility out of.
Yeah. One of the more famous images to come out of the strip, I think.
Yes.
It's what people generally refer to as real life Mike and Jerry.
Real life Mike and Jerry, but we refer to as Retina.
Yeah, we call the Retina versions.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, I can tell because I mean, I can even look at this strip and just, you know, indicate, I can perceive from this that it was just, it's definitely from that other era. But that was a shocking change. Now I think we're used to watching shows and getting wild phone-wise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember Retina being a big deal. What is this, 2012?
Exactly.
9 years ago? I don't remember it. I guess it was just higher resolution.
Exactly. But it was basically, you know, smartphones at that time were using a specific panel. They were using the panel that was common at that time for that purpose. I know for displays of that size. But it was clearly like the difference between the two was shocking. Like the earlier version, which I mean, I remember because we like waited in line. Like we waited in line at University Village to get the first iPhones. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. I remember going down there. We saw Will.
Yeah. Of Delicious Monster.
Yeah.
But we were there. And do you remember how it's like they only let so many people into the store at once?
Yeah, and then they would come out and like raise their hands up in the sky.
Yeah, but it's like you would go in there and then everyone inside the store would applaud you.
Yeah.
That makes me feel weird.
Yeah, you had to like walk down a row of applauding employees.
Yeah, for me, that was too much. Like,
it was a lot.
That for me, that was too much. But I just remember like getting it home and like texting and like having it look like a messaging type app. It didn't even have fucking apps yet. Right. And in fact, Steve Jobs says that apps would not be required, that in fact, HTML was the best, and that you'd just be able to use HTML. And now, of course, you know, them coming up with the App Store and like rules that have existed on the App Store since then are now completely a matter of public debate. Like, I mean, it's a lot has happened in 10 years, but those early screens, we didn't see it at the time just because we were blown away by the fucking thing. But you know, what they call the screen door effect, like in VR, well, that was just like all displays on your phone. You could see like literal lines between the pixels.
Sure. Yeah.
And it was not that way.
I remember this one, just because, I mean, people had always given us a hard time, like, how come you don't look like the characters in the strip?
This is why.
Yeah. And I remember thinking, because no one would want a comic that looks like this. It wouldn't be successful.
Yeah. And I think, God, you didn't do me any favors on this at all.
Well, no. You know what's funny? No, this one I did not. I purposefully, in this one, tried to make us look ghoulish and gross, in part because of the joke, but yes. Also I think neither of us have an especially, we don't think that we're like great looking, like we don't have a huge egos in that department. And so I knew that I could make these caricatures and make them funny and not.
No, exactly. You could go all the way with it and it would be fine. And in fact, it would do nothing but improve it, which I think is indicated by the fact that here 10 years on, we're still using these icons. Like they have become iconic. They have endured. I mean, the fact is, and then also it's sort of a shorthand on the site if we're making a post about something that's important or real.
Oh, to have those heads, yeah.
Yeah. Gavin put the retina pictures in there as an option, but you and I like explicitly use them only when it's time for real talk.
Yeah.
Right.
It's funny because I did a strip recently and I drew you as you and me as me. It wasn't too long ago. And I remember thinking as I drew it, I'm going to be kind to both of us. Because Kara always gives me a hard time. She's like, why do you draw yourself so ugly? Like I'm going to be kind to both of us. And I was kinder to myself. I really thought I was kinder to you. And I found out afterwards that you did not think that was the case.
Oh, I mean, I don't even remember you drawing me recently. It's possible that my mind has just...
You said it was hideous and it was the worst like version of you that I had done.
Oh.
The meanest. And I was like, wow, I thought it was really cute.
Oh, that is almost certainly designed to promote engagement on social.
No, you said that to me over the phone.
Oh, really?
In an unguarded moment, you let it you let it be known that you found the nose too pointy.
Oh, well, okay, now I've found it. And I mean, there is it does seem quite
I'm trying to go back.
Here, it's called the fairness. It's called the fairness doctrine.
Yeah, so I thought that I made myself look pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it's pretty great, honestly.
I got my braces in there.
I love that. I love
and
that for you.
I feel like yours, I didn't draw weird hairs. I didn't draw like a weird throat to head thing.
Exactly.
You have a head and you have a body.
No, isn't that something? No, I don't. I am perfectly fine with this. This doesn't actually bother me at all. But I know that.
Never do it again.
Yeah, but absolutely. But if you fucking, no.
If you do it one more time.
Yeah, God damn it. No, I know that. I mean, this has been an issue where people get quite unhappy. Like sometimes, because we have been in contexts where, you know, this used to happen a lot at San Diego Comic Con, where they'd want you to draw. They're like, oh, you're an artist. Why don't you draw this? And they don't. It's sort of like if you ask a comedian to tell a joke, and it's just like, that's not how it works. Like, it's a set. It's a whole thing. Yeah. I have to get in the mind state. And then the truth is that when you, what you are extracting from a person for a caricature, I mean, almost no one would want. It's like, I think that that's what's interesting about the form for you is taking it and just like squashing and like just like taffy, just like pulling the skin out and really playing around with it.
Good at drawing people generally. That's a specific skill that people have.
Yeah.
And even that skill, there's a whole school of art just dedicated to making those in a way that people will pay you for, right?
Yes.
Not good, not great, just a way that they won't punch you when they look at it, because exactly. That's what a cartoon of a person should make them do, right? It should make them go, fuck you. What did you, I have to exaggerate all of your features. I have to make them goofy and funny. Like, that's what a cartoon is.
Yes, exactly.
If you can't laugh at yourself, I'm very sorry.
I feel bad for you, son.
And there are a lot of people who cannot.
No. And you find this out the hard way.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we have done this, and this. Oh, here. Let me just grab active compounds. Active compounds from 2019.
Oh, it's pretty recent.
Yes, I know. March 6th. So in the world, a communique from the world before.
Yeah. I'm putting together a PowerPoint for career day at Gabe's school.
Oh, no.
What? You think I should use Keynote?
Okay, now that, I mean, to me, that's a funny joke.
Yeah, it's a really funny joke. I think. So in the the middle panel is Gabe's single panel, his frame from his presentation. It says, "Life is probably a simulation, and nothing any of us does matters. In this nightmare prison, art is the only medicine."
Doesn't this seem like a lot for junior high kids?
I knew all of this in fifth grade.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, I know because I was there at the conception of this. Is that this is probably more of a documentary than the strip might indicate.
Oh, yeah. This is 100% my life philosophy.
Yeah.
And I will say that career day was a rough ride.
Really?
Yeah. No one came to my thing.
Oh, so what was your thing? Like, did you was it like a typical career day where it's like in the gym type thing?
Yeah, I was the cartoonist. I had gotten there and I was like, hey, I'm here. I'm the cartoonist, you know? And they're like, oh, we don't have you on our list. And I'm like, but I signed up and I did all the paperwork so I could like come to a school and got my background checked. Like,
and you don't like paperwork.
No. And they're like, okay, well, you know what? We had the veterinarian cancel. So we're going to put you in her room.
Oh, no.
And as she was leaving me, I said, will the kids know I'm not the vet? And then the door shut. And the kids did not know I was not the vet. So the first class I did, full of students running to my door.
Oh, so excited.
They only have a certain amount of time between each of these career sessions. Oh. A full classroom of children. I'm sorry, I'm not a veterinarian. What?
Did you draw them a cat at least?
I'm a cartoonist. Yeah, I drew some animals. It was terrible for 30 minutes. And then they all left. So the next class, I had to stand in the doorway with my hands up and shoo children away saying that I was not a vet.
Dude, I am just like sitting in my chair and rocking back and forth. This didn't even happen to me. Oh, no.
It was an absolute nightmare.
Oh, my God, Michael.
I had to do like 4 or 5 of those. I mean, I've blocked out almost all of the individual sessions.
Oh, no. I feel like it's still happening.
Yeah. Sometimes I just wake up in a cold sweat and it's happening. I thought about trying to pretend to be a vet for one of them because I was like, These are fucking junior high kids.
Well, they don't know. Yeah,
they don't know.
Just talking about feline anal glands, like this is an area of your expertise.
I could talk for 30 minutes about those. At you got to get in there and pinch.
At least. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Well, see, this is the, I mean, just, you know, for the benefit of all, you know, we don't, like, we ended up with this job somehow, right?
Yeah.
Just because we have, like, a mental condition that makes us do these comics. And so, but it's not because we think that these are inside jokes, and we have been consistently surprised that other people enjoy them. And so the idea that we would like, you know, foist ourselves on someone and be like, hey, check out this. This is a strip. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's completely alien. Like, I can't even imagine like making someone endure me. And so to be placed in that box and then made to stay there.
Yeah. I mean, I had a solid little, you know, 10 minutes or so that I could do about the history of Penny Arcade and what my job was. And then I was really just sort of hoping for Q&A to fill a lot of that time.
Oh, yeah. And, well, I mean, that's historically been our go-to.
Yeah. But the cues, you know, they're about cows and stuff. And I can't help any of these kids.
No, you can't go into a lot of detail on cows.
The thing about something like that happening is that the whole time it's happening to me, if there's a silver lining, is that I'm just thinking, God, this is funny.
Yes.
Like, this is so funny. This is such a ridiculous thing to happen. You know, it would be very easy to be like, oh my God, this is so frustrating. I'm so pissed. But most of the time I fall into, my God, this is what a joke.
No,
because,
really.
You know, this is a simulation. None of it matters.
Yeah, exactly. And a big part of that is that's just sort of the coping mechanism. And I think that we have, we're very dissimilar, actually, but our coping mechanism is the same.
Yeah.
And that is that we can identify when situations have veered into farce. And then our instinct is to catalog it.
Yeah.
Which we have done. Dude, this is going to be the ultimate podcast ending line. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You know, ultimately, you know, our instinct is to catalog it, as we've done with Penny Arcade for the last 21 years, 22 years, however many years. But the line, I think, is right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, that's fine. It's decent, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate, I feel like certainly now that I've delivered that incisive line there at the end, we should probably wrap it up.
Yeah, it was okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.